Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Woman critically injured in stabbing. We have the story.
Trump announces Israel-Iran ceasefire. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating a stabbing just north of downtown Wichita last night. Around 8 p.m., police called to the 100 block of West 12th. They found a woman estimated to be in her 30s with multiple stab wounds. The victim was hospitalized in critical condition. The incident is being called a physical disturbance. Police have released no information on a suspect.
President Donald Trump announcing a ceasefire between Israel and Iran taking effect pretty much in a few hours today.
President Trump announced, in his words on Truth Social, the complete and total ceasefire between Iran and Israel, each ending hostility over 12-hour periods. The president said that joint pause will consider the war over. Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox's Brett Baer this shows benefits for both sides, starting with Israel.
They've helped us destroy the Iranian nuclear program. They've also destroyed the conventional missile capability of Iran that threatened the country of Israel. For the Iranians, I think this is a new opportunity to actually pursue the path of peace.
President Trump says this finishes what he now calls the 12-day war, which he adds could have lasted for years. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu and other local officials are home after attending the 55th annual Paris Air Show. Mayor Wu tells KNSS News.
Our job as local government is really to be the connectors. We connect the business community with the opportunities that are available and making sure that everyone knows the ecosystem. Around the world, WSU's NIAR is known for their research. And WSU Tech is known for their training of that talented workforce.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A man who was shot by a Wichita police officer last week now is out of the hospital and in jail. The 31-year-old man was arrested Saturday on suspicion of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated domestic battery, aggravated battery, interference with law enforcement, and a hold for another agency. Bond set at $250,000. Friday morning, officers found that suspect allegedly assaulting a woman in a car. A police officer fired two rounds, striking the suspect who was driving off. That suspect later taken into custody near West Street and K-42.
The number of Kansas counties reporting cases of measles has risen to 12. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says Hodgman County has reported its first case. This is involving a child. And so far this year, Kansas has confirmed 80 cases of measles. Gray County has the most, with over a quarter of all the cases in the state.
The body of a firefighter in Texas recovered days after he went missing while kayaking north of Dallas.
The Collin County Sheriff's Office says the body of Juan Omar Chaidez was recovered from Lake Levan. The 37-year-old Dallas firefighter was reported missing Saturday while kayaking with his dog. The dog was rescued. Wes Southard, a Dallas fire and rescue diver who worked with Chaidez, telling Dallas's Fox 4 News he had friends everywhere.
A lot of times you don't want being a fireman to, you know, define you. And this is one of those times where, yeah, he was a great fireman, but we're talking about him as a person and as a man, and like I said, as a family member.
Eight agencies helping in the search, which included drone operators and a dive team. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 8:03 now, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Got a story about a conference looking to expand. Maybe the Shockers were involved. This is not a recent development. Story from days gone by. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
A Colorado man has died after he was struck by lightning while on his honeymoon in Florida. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock and 77 degrees. A Colorado man has died after he was struck by lightning while on his honeymoon in Florida. That's according to the local sheriff's office. 29-year-old Jake Rosenkranz was struck by lightning in New Smyrna Beach Friday and died of his injuries Saturday morning. Rosenkranz was in ankle-deep water when he was struck.
A family is grieving after a 3-year-old accidentally shot a 19-year-old man in the back of the head early yesterday. Fox's Kevin Stewart is in Paulding County, Georgia.
It all unfolded around 7:30 in the morning, stunning this normally quiet Eagles Landing community.
Now, I didn't hear any gunshots. I didn't hear anything like that.
A neighbor who did not want to be identified knew something just wasn't right.
More police officers arrived. The EMS arrived.
She saw what looked like the entire household outside, including one adult. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office cleared the scene around noon after conducting interviews at the house. Investigators pieced together that the unnamed 19-year-old was visiting this home and was shot with his own gun. Investigators are convinced this is a tragic accident, and neighbors are hurting for their neighbors.
No charges announced.
The body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe in California last weekend has been found.
The death toll from Saturday's accident has risen to 8 after the final missing person's body was found by divers on Monday afternoon. Coast Guard officials say swells of more than 8 feet with 35-mile-an-hour winds were recorded during the powerful thunderstorm that flipped the 27-foot Chris Craft vessel. 10 people were on board. 2 of them were immediately rescued and taken to a hospital. 6 of the bodies were recovered on Saturday, with a 7th found on Sunday. Meteorologists had predicted some rain, but say the intensity of the storm was unexpected. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A man in Connecticut is in trouble, attempting to retrieve his dog from a bathroom.
Police were called Sunday morning to a municipal parks building in Bristol, Connecticut, on a burglary complaint. They found a 35-year-old man stuck in the building's chimney. Firefighters were called. They had to remove parts of the chimney and the building to get him out. He told police he was trying to retrieve his dog, which was still in the building, when he somehow got locked out at 10 o'clock the night before. Both the man and the dog are okay, but he's been arrested and charged with burglary and trespassing. And he might get a bill for as much as $10,000 for the repairs that will be needed to the chimney. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Things in traffic, the volumes are still pretty heavy out there. Right now, we've got some fairly heavy traffic. This is westbound on K96, starting about Hillside, so approaching I-135. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly cloudy skies will clear out some today, but we cannot rule out a shower or storm, especially northwest of Wichita. Otherwise, heat and humidity, 92 feels like the upper 90s, south breeze 10 to 15. Becoming mostly clear tonight, 72 is the low. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Wednesday, high 93. Storm chances come back on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now sunny, a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 77 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by the Monarch $7 Signature and Classic Cocktails today. That's right, all cocktails on both menus, just $7 at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. The Monarch, Stephen 10 in the morning on June 24th. And it was on this date, 78 years ago, in 1947, search and rescue pilot Kenneth Arnold of Boise, Idaho, said he spotted 9 UFOs over Mount Rainier, Washington.
Oh, my.
He described their flight pattern as similar to a saucer skipping across water. So newspaper reporters used the words flying saucers for the first time. There you go. But you wondered why they call them flying saucers. Haven't seen and heard a lot about spotting UFOs here recently. At least I haven't. How about you, Ted? You been out there with your...
No, just Chinese weather balloons.
Yeah, Chinese weather balloons. There you go.
Well, you know, every new president seems to have this, we're going to declassify all these UFOs, yeah. and then everybody gets, oh! And then nothing ever, it's all a bunch of nothing.
Never,
yeah.
They never find anything.
No.
What was the inquirer's knowledge or slogan? People want to know, or inquiring minds want to know. There you go. A doctor in the United Kingdom is trending because she says milk is the perfect drink for hot weather. It's 87% water, but takes longer to digest because of the sugar, protein, and fat. So it keeps you hydrated longer than water does. It's also got sodium to help your body hold on to the water.
Or in other words, it's packed with electrolytes. So if you're vegan or can't drink regular milk, she says, soy milk works too. Bet you never thought of that. An ice cold glass of milk for your thirst.
Mm.
I'm not a big fan of milk.
Some people enjoy it. I'm not one of them.
So what are your favorite warm weather drinks then, besides
Mr. Pibb?
You got Mr. Pibb. Water's good, but
it's hard to beat water.
Yeah, really. If you're really
this time
thirsty,
of year, just have a nice.
You don't need anything
cold
sweet
water.
Or anything. Just some water.
Gatorade's all right if you need it.
Yeah. And here we go. We're still in England here.
Iced tea. Oh, this time of year, iced tea.
Yeah.
Love that.
A new study in England found people who have a lot of nightmares are more likely to drop dead. Researchers tracked people for almost two decades. The ones who had nightmares at least once a week were three times more likely to die before the age of 70.
Uh-oh. That's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So if you've been having nightmares, you may want to pay attention to this. I don't know what you're going to do about it. They found having lots of nightmares also makes you age faster. So before they kill you, they'll make you look like a wrinkly old person. Nightmares. Researchers offer no advice on how to avoid having nightmares. You ever have any nightmares, Ted?
Well, sure.
Fine. I haven't thought, you know.
Don't think I have one once a week.
I don't. I wouldn't call them nightmares. I have, you know, I have dreams where I'm very annoyed. But I don't.
I have dreams where I'm confused.
Yeah.
That seems to be the theme in most of mine.
Well.
I'm in some kind of situation where I just have no idea what's going on. Well, I can't figure out how to get out.
I guess that would be a nightmare. Or just maybe a bad dream.
Well, again, how do you characterize it? I have dreams with very dark and horrible imagery, yet I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid of them.
Well, you don't have to be afraid. If you have them, you're going to pass away younger. That's all.
Oh, all right.
Don't worry about it. It's your nightmare. How about alligator Alcatraz? You heard about it? It's the first I've heard of it this morning. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer calls it Alcatraz, alligator Alcatraz. Being he erected on a little-used airstrip in the Everglades. The vast expanse of marshes and swamps that covers much of southern Florida and hosts a dizzying array of wildlife, from hundreds of bird species to bobcats, panthers, crocodiles, and alligators. So there are some people in the environmentalists who say, you know, we don't really want you to do this. This is not a good idea. Quote, you don't need to invest that much in the perimeter if people get out. There's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons.
That's what's in the Everglades. Yep.
That's it. Of course, if you look at Alcatraz, it's surrounded by water that's cold and currents that take you out to the ocean.
But those are for actual prisoners. What's this thing?
Oh, I think this is for migrants.
So they're not prisoners. They're just migrants.
Yeah. They're not like federal prisoners or anything.
And they're putting them.
They'll be incarcerated, I guess. In this place, can't get out. But yeah, if you get out, a python might wrap itself around your neck. Alligator Alcatraz. Steve and Ted in the morning here, 8:16. And it is time for sports again with Ted Woodward, sir.
It's been quite a month for professional softball in Wichita as the AUSL, a brand new league, has played a lot of the games in the first half of its season right here in Wichita. 11 games, in fact. And the last of those was last night. Had to wait a while. 2 hour and 45 minute rain delay last night. But we finally got softball in. The Blaze and the Bandits played one more time. The Blaze with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the sixth beat the first place Bandits to cap off quite a month for professional softball in Wichita at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. Now the league, in the middle of its first season, takes its first ever mid-season break. They'll resume after the July 4th holiday. Of course, one of the stars for the Bandits is Wichita State All-American Sydney McKinney. The former Shocker continued to play well at her old college stadium. She was 2 for 2 last night. Sydney McKinney heads into the midseason break, fourth in the league with a .472 batting average. So it was quite a lot of fun to have this professional softball league kind of anchor from ground zero right here in Wichita to begin. We were one of the host cities on the very first day they ever played earlier this month. So it's been fun to have them here in town, and that has now wrapped up. We have minor league baseball now here in Wichita to begin the second half of the season in the Texas League. The Wichita Wind Surge hosting the first half champ. a team that already has a playoff spot, the Springfield Cardinals. Now Wichita will try to get playoff spot the second half by winning the division. Wichita was runner-up in the first half. 7:05 tonight downtown at Equity Bank Park, beginning a six-game homestand starting tonight. Second half of the season, so everybody starts out even, 0-0, like opening day. The Surge and the Springfield Cardinals tonight downtown. After a day off, the Kansas City Royals are now at home at Kauffman Stadium this week. First up, the second-place Tampa Bay Rays. The Royals are coming off back-to-back losses in San Diego. The Rays and the Royals, you can listen to that one live at 6:30 this evening on your Wichita home for the Royals, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's take a look at what's going on in national sports.
The Rangers scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, beat the Red Sox 9-5. Orioles starting pitcher Jackson Holliday threw eight shutout innings, allowed only three singles to the Rangers. Baltimore blanked Texas 6-0. The Diamondbacks shut out the White Sox 10-0. Pavin Smith hit a pair of home runs for Arizona, who got 10 strikeouts from starter Eduardo Rodriguez. The Pirates snapped the Brewers' win streak at four games. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa tripled in the go-ahead run of the sixth inning of a 5-4 win for Pittsburgh. The Nationals beat the Padres 10-6. NBA trade. ESPN reports the Celtics are dealing Drew Holiday back to the Portland Trailblazers for Anthony Simmons and two second-round draft picks. Soccer. Inter Miami, the only team from Major League Soccer to advance to the knockout stage of the Club World Cup. Inter Miami scored a 2-2 draw against Palmeiras last night to set up a round of 16 matchup against European champ Paris Saint-Germain. I'm Jared Max.
And that's from Fox Sports. Last night in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals won at home, beat the first-place Chicago Cubs 8-2 at Busch Stadium. Four home runs for the Cardinals. It was a good week for St. Louis. The Cardinals have won six of their last seven. Cincinnati Reds win at home. They beat the first-place New York Yankees 6-1. Batting cleanup for the Reds at first base, former Wichita Wind Surge infielder Spencer Steer. 2-for-3 at the plate, drove in a run, scored a run, had a stolen base. Steer batting .333 in the past week for the Reds, who have won 11 of their last 16, including two in a row. And a story from the Shockers in the past. It was 60 years ago on this day. UPI reports that the Western Athletic Conference is considering expansion. Six schools were considered, including Wichita State. At the time, the Western Athletic Conference was Arizona, Arizona State, BYU, Utah, they're all now in the Big 12, Wyoming, and New Mexico. Would have been interesting if they had invited the Shockers to join in the 60s, and that had happened, and Wichita State had left the Missouri Valley Conference, but it did not happen. Shockers would go another 40 years before they left, 50 years before they would leave the conference. It turned out that the WAC ended up expanding and inviting UTEP to join a couple of years later. So the Shockers did not get invited to join the Western Athletic Conference. What would have happened if the Shockers had joined that football group? Never know. We'll never know.
Yeah.
So that was 60 years ago when the WAC thought about expanding and was thinking about the Shockers at that time. All right, that's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and in now in historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Ooh. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minutes. Sean says Trump has made the world a much safer place. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
To Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 77 degrees. At least three people in Israel were killed as Iran and Israel continued to strike each other ahead of a ceasefire President Donald Trump announced that would begin today. Fox's Greg Palkett has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Ballistic missiles were launched from Iran. There is at least one impact near the town of Beersheba in a residential area. There is damage to the buildings there. Meanwhile, Israel had a very busy day on Monday as well. Symbols of the Iranian regime took a pounding in Tehran, including the notorious Evin prison, which houses political prisoners under terrible conditions. Six different air bases struck by Israel, Iranian fighter jets and helicopters destroyed.
And Israel also targeted access routes to Fordo Israel seemed to pause strikes on Iran, but Iran reportedly fired multiple rounds of missiles at Israel ahead of the expected start of the ceasefire. A 26-year-old male has been arrested in connection with a fatal shooting Sunday afternoon in the 4100 block of West Pine in Wichita. Wichita police responded to a report of a disturbance involving gunshots. Officers discovered that a male victim had been shot and was taken to a local hospital by private vehicle. The victim has been identified as 23-year-old Sonny Stallings of Wichita. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Sedgwick County jail records show Michael Dixon was booked early Sunday for second-degree murder. At its workshop meeting today, the Wichita City Council will review the city's parking garages, covering agreement terms, and revenue collections. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
We need to find out exactly where all these contracts have been. Have they been enforced? And most of them have rates from back in the 90s. So we need to, again, come back and talk about how we've gotten to this position and how to move forward, because really we cannot change the past. We have to move forward.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. Two men in Florida accused of stealing money from people with special needs by operating a fraudulent trust management nonprofit. Florida Interim U.S. Attorney General Greg Keough explains how these men were able to continuously steal money.
Gavoni and Witek sent annual false accounting statements to their victims, promising that their money was in investments when in reality their money was already in Gavoni and Witek's pockets and their businesses.
Approximately $100 million has been stolen from the trusts. What amounts to a decent salary in 2025? Well, many folks say anything under six figures is just not enough.
A new survey from Bankrate reveals nearly half of Americans say they need to earn at least $100,000 annually to feel financially secure, with over a quarter believing they need $150,000 or more. 77% say they do not feel completely financially secure, up 3 points from 2024. One in four adults also say they need $1 million annually to feel rich, and 45% believe the American dream is no longer attainable. 56% of Americans say they need more than they're currently earning to live comfortably. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 851 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man shot by Wichita police officer released from hospital and booked into jail.
Two.
President Trump announces ceasefire between Israel and Iran.
One.
Woman critically injured in a stabbing near downtown Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic on the highways here in the Wichita area starting to look quite a bit better now. Those traffic volumes are thinning, but we actually still have some really heavy traffic in that road construction on westbound K96 approaching I-135. And that's backed up quite a ways, all the way back to Hillside. So, again, just still have a lot of traffic around that road construction at the North Junction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Chad Chambers.
20% chance for rain this morning, then mostly sunny today with a high of 93 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 73. For Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 92 degrees. Now, a sunny sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour, 77 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenov. By the way, Kirk, before we get started, the Dow is up 331 points right now, and the S&P's up almost 48, and the Nasdaq's up over 209 points. Now the Wichita Business update. With this journal up with editor Kirk Semenov. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. In its second year, the Somewhere Music Festival and Conference drew more than 15,000 people to downtown Wichita, including visitors from 31 states and six countries, organizers say. the June 13th and 14th festival organized by the music collective Midtopia and Chase Koch's Movement Music was held near the Wave Music Venue at 2nd and St. Francis. The festival included more than 100 visual and dance artists, 188 musical acts, and 50 conference speakers talking about topics from mental health in the music industry to artist advocacy. Construction of Olathe's $320 million ultra-accessible amusement park has been delayed by titling issues. The development planned for the southwest corner of 119th and Renner is supposed to feature restaurants, retail, medical offices, and entertainment. It'll be anchored by a 5,500-seat youth sports arena and an accessible amusement park. Construction in the newly created Starbonds district there was expected to start next month, but the problem with titling will move it back. A new start date is unclear. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, like I say, happy birthday to a couple of people real quick as we are winding our way toward the end of the Steve and Ted show. Our good friend Dan O'Neill, who works here in the evenings, is having a birthday today. And he does a real good imitation of Santa Claus. One of my grandson's best buddies, Maddox Marcotte, better known as Ketchup, is 22 years old today. And that's my grandson Luke's good buddy. And then Charlie Pratt is turning 18. He is my granddaughter Jocelyn's boyfriend. He's 18. The guy can, you ought to see this guy shoot, do a trap shooting. He can hit those targets. And so there you go. Today is International Olympic Day. First observed in 1948. The next Summer Olympics is in Los Angeles in the year 2028, just a few years away. So that's it for today, I guess. We had some rain last night, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain today. Looks like it's going to be sunny all day, right, Ted? Good day to get out and play some golf or whatever you want to do. No, probably not a good day for that. Want to stay inside. So the softball season, softball has wound up at the professional league that you had here in Wichita.
Yeah, pro softball. It's been a fun month in Wichita for that. Yeah,
you've been out there for, what, every game,
every
right?
game, yeah.
There you go. All right, Kirk, thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning here with Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. And they're going to be talking about the ceasefire, among other things, on Glenn Beck today. Our top-of-the-hour news at 9 o'clock this morning. A woman critically injured in a stabbing in near downtown Wichita. We don't have any information on a suspect just yet. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. And if you missed any of today's show or you just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Are you thinking about selling your house?